Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is your host, Marcia McMahon, coming to you live today from the BBS Radio studios. And we have a wonderful show with a wonderful guest today. You were listening to Peaceful Planet Mix. That is a song that was originally written by Bob Murray as inspired from John Lennon. And Bob and I both work with John Lennon, and I'm working on a special project with the lyrics. And so we had Chris Morse, former show host here at BBS, sing the lyrics and put it all to form for us. So that's our theme song, and we're focusing in today on a very special guest, Andrea McKenna Pinkham, who is our featured guest for the day, and she's going to be bringing in all kinds of information about the France and Mary Magdalene and Black Madonna Pilgrimage. And it's going to be so exciting because you can actually call in today. And if you call in and you also simultaneously sign up for the tour, you can win a prize. I've got a lot of books and CDs that are of really nice quality, brand new. A lot of people send me things because I'm a show host. I'm going to be giving some of those things away. And I want to mention before we launch into our interview with Andrea that we have the France tour coming up, and Andrea is the featured hostess for the tour. The tour starts August the 30th and goes through about the 12th of September. And it's a very special sacred pilgrimage. And we will be exploring aspects, everything having to do with Mary Magdalene, her relics, the Black Madonna. And so, you know, it will be a very detailed, in-depth exploration of all the sacred sites relevant to Mary Magdalene, to Mother Mary, Black Madonna, all the miraculous things that have happened over the centuries will be explored in relationship to the Divine Feminine. And it's just going to be so wonderful to have some of our listening audience join us on this tour because it will be unprecedented. Although the Da Vinci Code brought a lot of the truth out about the possible relationship between Mary Magdalene and Jesus, there's still so much more to be discovered. And while I was doing my research last summer when I was interviewing Andrea's husband, Mark Pinkham, it was actually Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary who came to me as I was doing and preparing my research with messages. And these messages are going to be shared at the end of the hour, and they are phenomenal. And I also want to mention a few other things before we get into the interview. I always make my announcements at the beginning. I want to mention the Fire the Grid event. I know that it's all over the Internet. Many light workers are aware of that. As I understand it, the Fire the Grid event is a prayer and meditation time for Mother Earth, Gaia, because we as a planet are in trouble. There's too much war going on. There's too much starvation going on. There's so many negative things, and we as light workers want to do all we can to help the planet achieve equilibrium and return to her pristine beauty. And whether or not this is possible at this time is certainly questionable, considering the amount of pollution, amount of global warming. So many people on the planet are working for the restoration of Mother Earth, including myself, through peace efforts with Princess Diana and my books. But as well, we need to alert you to, you know, the fact that so many things are out of balance, and we need you as a light worker, as a peace worker, as maybe you're new to the show and you're just listening in, you need to do your meditation and prayer time on Wednesday the 17th for the Fire the Grid event, which is happening all over the world from, I believe it's 4 a.m. Pacific time, and that would be 7 a.m. Eastern time. And we want to ask everyone to participate. The benefits of this will be astounding, from what I understand. It will bring in a heightened awareness and spiritual dimension that hasn't been on Earth since early times at the beginning of the creation. And it will attune those of us that are open to greater intuitive / psychic ability. So it's a really important thing. And so I want to encourage everyone to listen to the Don and Wynn Show at that hour. They're going to be doing a special program, and I want to thank Don Newsom, our producer, for putting this information out and hosting a show just, you know, just for that. And then I also want to mention, you know, of course, our music, which is being done by Bob Murray, and he is online at www.thestarsstillshine.com, and he's doing the music. And then we are also going to be featuring some very special music on the Holy Grail at our halfway point that was composed by Richard Schulman. More on that later. So we have a fantastic guest with us today who's going to be outlining the entire trip to France. And she and I are going. She is the the expert, however, on this because I have not actually been there. Though, as an art history professor, I do teach many of these Gothic and Romanesque cathedrals and works of art. But she's really the expert, and we're going to be opening our phone lines if you want to call in and ask a question or you would like to register for the trip. You can, if you call in and give me your full name and then you register within 24 hours for the trip, you can receive one of my many wonderful gifts here, The Return of the Light by Karen Kirschbaum. You can receive the Lotus Grid Opening Celebration by Carol May. You can receive a book that I've written with love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, personally signed for me. And we have many, many things to offer you. So I want to give you a little background on Andrea. She is the featured speaker and tour hostess for the France tour. You can find that online at www.bodymindspiritjourneys.com. And there's a direct link on the Peaceful Planet information today that's up, and that link will take you directly to the France tour. Andrea Mikana Pinkham is the National Director of Body, Mind, Spirit Journeys. She is the co-North American Commander of the International Order of Gnostic Templars. With her husband, Mark Amaro Pinkham, she teaches and facilitates classes, seminars, and healing retreats in the Seven Rays of Healing School. During the pilgrimage, Andrea will lead sacred ceremonies and meditations to connect with the specific energy at each site for spiritual awakening and transformation. She is associated with, of course, the International Order of Gnostic Templars and the Seven Rays Healing School. And Andrea, I extend the warmest welcome to you. It's a delight to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Marcia. Good afternoon. It's very much a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I've been looking forward to our talk for so long.
Yes, me too. I'm glad we could finally do it.
Yes. I want to give out the website again, and let me also give out our phone numbers for those that would like to call in and receive a gift and also register for the trip. And that is at 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 888-810-8322. And even if you don't want to call in, you can still surf the website while you're listening to the show. And so there's a lot to cover, and this Tour de France is like anything, it's unlike anything else that you will get in a tour package, because I want to mention what I'm going to be contributing here too, as well as the art history aspects that I will be bringing in at the various historical sites like Chartres and Notre Dame and other places. As well, I have these messages from Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Princess Diana. And as a matter of fact, Princess Diana's 10th anniversary to Spirit occurs the day we land in France on the 31st. And so if there's time, and hopefully there will be, we'll go over to the Alma Tunnel and I'll be able to read a channeled message from Diana as well. So it's going to be just completely an unforgettable trip. And Andrea, I was just going to kind of go through the list of things on the highlighted and then ask you to give us, you know, your spiritual insights on each one of these places.
Sure, I'll be happy to do that, Marcia.
And then tell us, you know, things that may have happened for you or other participants in former times, and, you know, give us the highlights on the art and the cathedrals and just all the details, because you've been there before and I haven't. So this is really exciting to have you.
Okay, it's very exciting. And do we have the rest of the day for this?
No, we don't.
We've only got an hour. I know, I'm kidding. There's just a lot. And obviously, people coming on the trip, they're going to get much more than we can talk about in this hour. But I'm happy to give you all the information I can in the time that we have. I'm very excited about it. So go for it, and what do you want me to talk about first?
Well, we'll just kind of go in the order at which it's listed. And, of course, the first bulleted item on the list is Mary Magdalene, her relics, and the secret holy bloodline, which is you know, that's one of the biggies, and that's what we're going to be exploring. So, you know, I know that you and Mark have vast amounts of knowledge about that.
Well, we're going to be going in southern France to Saint-Maximum le Saint-Baume, which there is the cathedral there, the basilica at Saint-Maximum, which supposedly Mary Magdalene's relics are there. Now, it's going to be up to each person, of course, to feel that energy and to decide, is this the Mary Magdalene relics? And are there messages for me? And I think that because we're going to be able to meditate at places, all the places, and especially at this one, that perhaps, well, you're definitely going to get messages. I'm quite sure of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that, you know, other people will, too. That's part of my support system to the group during the pilgrimage, is to set the stage, so to speak, so that people can have those types of experiences. So I'm not going to say, yes, they are her relics. No, they're not. Because actually, mm-hmm. as you know, relics in the Middle Ages was quite the thing to gain money for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And there
yeah.
were many. So no one knows for sure. I will say those relics, those pieces that are supposed to be her relics, are very powerful, as is the cave, the grotto there at mm-hmm. St. Maximum le Saint-Baume, where she's supposed to live for the last 33 years of her life. So, again, it's a personal experience for each person, you know, to take in those energies and see what comes for them.
Yeah, and it is very personal, and it's wonderful that you teach people on the tour how to meditate and how to open up to receive confirmation in your spiritual life. So,
well,
It's something that I think everyone can do,
yes.
and those of us that are already working as intuitives in the field, like myself and yourself, have a little more experience doing that and gaining validity with it. But, you know, that's the part that's just going to be so wonderful, is that everyone will be able to partake of the energy, because the information when you begin to channel is really nothing more than energy and validation. But as you advance in it, you begin to get some incredible accuracy, I feel, with the messages. In fact, I have a message, a later one that I may have shared with you,
yes.
about her work that was left in the cave. She even mentions the cave.
Okay.
So at the end of the show, if there's time, we can read that and look at that.
Exciting. She's
saying that there were records that still have not been found.
Oh, I believe so, that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
great.
It was hugely suppressed by the Roman Catholic faith, because I believe that with the whole controversy that began with, you know, the Da Vinci Code, and it's really been ongoing before then.
Sure.
You know, there was nothing new under the sun with the Da Vinci Code.
Exactly.
It took a lot of good ideas that had been suppressed and put them together in a dynamic
yeah.
and wonderful novel. But, you know, the main thing I got after looking through so much research, and I want to mention, too, to our listeners that I do have a CD, and I have 7 or 8 interviews on my website, and you can purchase that anytime. It's on www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And Mark Amaru Pinkham has been a guest on my show 2 times, and he and I have talked quite a bit. But he made clear to me that the issue seems to have been between the Peter tradition and the Roman Catholic tradition of the very paternal lineage of the faith, and then the divine feminine embodied in Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus, and then Mother Mary. And the divine feminine seems to have been, you know, always in conflict over the centuries with the patriarchal nature of the Catholic Church. And it seems as though they were determined to stomp it out occasionally in France.
Well, absolutely. And the fact that it has survived to this day and is actually still flourishing, we're going to see that during the journey, Marcia, when we go to these various cathedrals, and especially when we see the Black Madonnas, and when we feel Mary Magdalene's energy, when you receive messages from her, when other people do too. For instance, when we use the ancient goddess tool at Chartres Cathedral, the labyrinth, to walk that, we're going to have first-hand experience, Gnostic experience, of the divine feminine, which, as you're saying, of course, was suppressed by the Catholic Church because they wanted to control the masses. That's what patriarchy is about, power and control, right? Whereas
mm-hmm.
matriarchy and the divine feminine is about love and allowance, which I think we can all certainly say we need more of that on our planet today. So here's one other thing to think about for people that are going to be with us. This is a personal spiritual pilgrimage for yourself, but you are never doing anything alone. And just as you mentioned with the Fire the Grid event that's coming up, everyone's going to meditate. Some people will be alone, but everyone together makes the difference. So everything that happens to each of us on this upcoming spiritual pilgrimage to France, all of the energies that we feel and integrate into our beings, all of the messages, they're not just for us. They're for each of us to take back into our lives, to bring more of that divine feminine energy into our lives and to spread that web out like the ripples in the pond to help our world today. So I'm really excited on many levels about the opportunity to do this trip to France with you.
That's really beautifully put, and nothing could be more true as far as the return of the divine feminine, because our world is waiting, I think, for the sacred energy of Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and the others in the spiritual hierarchy who have these wonderful gifts of love to bestow upon mankind. And when others connect with the goddess energy, what happens is that we sort of do away with our need for the right and wrong of the patriarchal thinking, the black and white, the approved, unapproved kinds of teachings. And we learn to do without the dogma, and we learn to connect to Source ourselves.
That's the whole point, yeah.
And it also transforms the world, because it's always the mothers of the world that want to prevent the wars.
That's it.
It's always the mother, the mm-hmm. divine mother, in this case, that is looking after our world with love and care and concern. And it's always, usually, the men that start the wars and the women that end them. So, you know, in a way of speaking, too, in my work with Princess Diana, she has the same feeling. She has the divine feminine. And she, after I did this message with Mary Magdalene, came in and gave me a message on the divine feminine, which I'll be sharing on the tour, too. And it was really eloquent. She went into how, you know, she had been a fashion statement in
yeah.
her early life, but that was her way of speaking with the people because she wasn't allowed to speak. And then as she grew in her strength, you know, she was allowed to come forth with her great work and so on. So she was another embodiment of the divine feminine. And many on the other side are working, really, really working to bring people to the awareness of sort of a unity and a oneness of humanity. And so many other events are happening, like Fire the Grid, which are going to emphasize this. So it's happening. This tour is happening at the right time. So, you know, the Black Madonna, let's move to that subject then. You say that you have had many sacred experiences when meditating with the Black Madonna. And I know I looked it up online yesterday. I was doing a little research for the show, and I know there's one there in Paris, but I'm also wondering, I think there are like five or six other Black Madonnas at other various cathedrals all over. So I think we're speaking of the one in Notre Dame, and I'm wondering, you know, if you can clarify a little bit more about that, what it looks like, how it is to meditate there, and what kinds of significance it has.
Well, actually, let's talk, Marcia, if you don't mind, about the one at Chartres Cathedral, because it's more accessible. There are actually two there, and one is called the Black Madonna of the Crypt, which is not the original. The original was burned during the French Revolution, boo-hoo-hoo. But the replica that's there is in the crypt, and it's not as powerful as, of course, the original, but there is some power attached to it. Depending on opening times, we may be able to go in the crypt, but the one that is very accessible is the one that is in the main part of the cathedral.
Okay.
And I will tell you that sitting with that Black Madonna, it's in one of the little side chapels, and you just go in and sit down, and you close your eyes, you take a breath, and you are in instant, deep meditation. I have done this quite a few times. People who've actually gone with us before to France on former sacred journeys, everyone's in their own way, but everyone says the same thing. It's total unconditional love.
Wow.
Of course, that's what the Black Madonna is about. So it is a transformative experience. You will not want to get up and leave. You will want to sit there for the rest of your life, I guarantee.
I'm looking forward to it because I know that Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, at their chosen times, providing I'm the willing receptor, they'll come through with messages while I'm in meditation, and that'll be wonderful. But for anyone else that's participating, I think they'll get that unconditional love from Mother Mary. Now, is this the Black Madonna that, did it turn black over the centuries? Is there something miraculous associated with the darkness? Was it originally created that way? What can you tell us about the details of the artwork?
Well, I'll tell you, as with all the Black Madonnas everywhere in the world, there's a lot of controversy about why they are dark. Were they created that way? Were they painted when they were formed? Or have they actually, some people say, one of the legends, or one of the theories rather, says that, well, it's the smoke from the candles. You know, they weren't black. They mm-hmm. were white when they were built, carved, and the smoke from the candles turned them dark. Mm-hmm. We say in our research that they actually were meant to be dark. It was the hidden aspect of the divine feminine. Obviously, when the divine feminine was brought into Europe from Egypt, because we know that Mary Magdalene spent some time in Egypt, and the legends of Isis and Horus, mm-hmm. Isis you see in many of the Egyptian statues when we go on our sacred journey there, you'll see Isis in the hieroglyphs with Horus on her lap, and she's suckling him, just like all the Black Madonnas. So, of course, when the Black Madonnas were brought into Europe and the church wanted to suppress that energy, it became the Madonna and Child, okay, not Isis and Horus. Although Isis, the Isian mysteries, lasted many, many centuries in the Greek and Roman world.
Absolutely, that is very true.
Yes, they were very prominent. So anyway, you know, this could be a weekend workshop, but very quickly, those energies were incorporated in the Catholic churches as the Madonna, the Mother, and Child. And yes, they were meant to be black for a reason. They didn't get black because the wood turned dark or, you know, with age or the smoke. No, they were supposed to be black to start with. They are the hidden mysteries. And remember that the builders of most of these Gothic cathedrals, as you know, of course, you teach this, were the Knights Templars. And who is the patron saint of our Templar order? Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the divine feminine, the original Templars, their work was to unite Eastern and Western spirituality, to unite the goddess tradition, okay? Mm-hmm. So our International Order of Gnostic Templars, that is our work in the world today. We're a modern-day mystery school.
That's wonderful.
And
that
we are to bring out the divine feminine again. And, of course, Mary Magdalene as our patron. And going to these Gothic cathedrals, there's much symbolism. And I'll be so happy to point that out and share with people during our journey. And it's very, very exciting. It just makes your heart almost stop. It makes it beat really fast. It makes you smile all over when you're standing there in front of these beautiful statues of the divine feminine.
I know. It's so phenomenal. I mean, and there's so much research to tap into with the Knights Templar. Now, I must share with you some interesting information that came my way in the past year. It's been a year or so since I had Mark Pinkham on my show, and he is an expert and has a couple of books on the Knights Templar and the Holy Grail. And I had channeled in these messages when I was doing my research last summer from Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, confirming the Holy Bloodline, confirming that her Knights Templar were her knights. So she's perfectly aware of this in the spirit realm. But, you know, where was I going with this idea? Just that, you know, the research that is being done now is just touching the surface, but the art in Chartres Cathedral in Notre Dame, it is all very interesting as well, because most of these cathedrals were built by the Knights Templar, who knew sacred geometry, and then in the course of time, they began to incorporate aspects of their mystery school knowledge, which they did in fact have, into the cathedrals and left it there in the cathedrals for us to ponder. And it's just now being touched upon, I think, by some well-known art historians. I've viewed a couple of really good films on it, and they talk about the gargoyles and some of the practices of the Knights Templar and their initiations and some of the things they were accused of and on Friday the 13th and that kind of thing. So they did incorporate elements from all traditions, and they were great scholars.
Absolutely.
And I even have one woman in my group, I have a little study group here, who last night was over, and she's remembering that she was one of the original 9 Knights Templar. And I must put her in touch with you, because she's being given all this information from that past life recall. That she
Oh, please. I'd love to speak
and
with her.
She is, I'd love to have her on the tour, but she's not in a financial position to come. But she could provide you with some interesting insight, I'm sure.
I imagine.
It's just like it's the time right now. The time
it is
ripe for everyone to know this knowledge. It's beautiful, wonderful knowledge that has been suppressed by the Catholic Church for at least 1,000 years. And, you know, really when you go back into the early church history, too, Mary Magdalene talks about that. She mentions her gospel, and there is a gospel of Mary in the Gnostic tradition that is thought to have been written by her.
Yes.
So it's really, really interesting what you're doing and what this whole mystery is about, and there's just so much more to it. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, we're discussing the Holy Grail, and in a general sense, what it is that we're talking about, besides all the mysteries associated with the Holy Bloodline, with the marriage, with the possible child that came between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. The grail for us in modern-day pilgrimage is what?
Well, again, this is a weekend workshop that I'll say very, hopefully, more succinctly. For us, the grail is the balanced heart. It is the Gnostic wisdom. It is the place that we come to within ourselves where we have with that experience ourselves. We don't need any intermediary. We totally experience in the moment the divinity that we are, that comes when we have the balance of the male-female in our heart and, of course, throughout all of our being. So my husband just put together a conference in Glastonbury that was held last weekend. It's called the Holy Grail Conference, and he had many leading-edge speakers talking about what the Grail is. We're going to talk about that during our journey. We're going to talk about the different theories as we go to some of these different places that are associated with the Grail. And we see the symbolism, as you were pointing out, in some of the cathedrals and some of the chapels and churches and the different places that we go, especially at Rennes-le-Château in southern France, where anyone who's done any reading at all about France and its mysteries has come upon that name. And it's actually a current mystery because it actually occurred during the beginning of the last century, the 19th century, when Béranger Saunière, who was the priest there at the little church, was supposedly repairing his altar, and he found something. The great mystery is, what did this man find? And there's books and books and books that have been written about it. Whatever he found, he took into Paris and showed to someone, and suddenly became very rich. We don't know if he became rich because they paid him off to suppress what he found, but much of the research shows that he found information about the bloodline. And a lot of it has to do with Mary Magdalene, the Divine Feminine. The little church there is dedicated to her. He was such a Magdalene man. His tower for his library, the Magdala Tower, you know, that's her name, Mary of Magdala.
Wow.
So that mystery is very enigmatic, very, very interesting, and could take, you know, years and years of research. Many people have actually devoted their lives to it, you know, to research and try to uncover what it is. But it is about the divine feminine. It is about the Holy Grail. It is about how we find that, again, within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, again,
I was going to hold off till the end of the show to read this new message that I have from Mary Magdalene, but what you're describing sounds like something I have in her more recent message titled Mary Magdalene Speaks on the Grail in France. Would you mind if I shared that right now?
That would be perfect, Marcia. Let's have it. Ooh,
all
exciting.
Right. Well, here we go.
Okay.
My child, it is I, Mary Magdalene. We spent time in France where I kept vigil to ignite the love flame for Yeshua, as he often channeled through me to help me write by candlelight at night. And she gave me a picture of herself. I'm seeing Mary Magdalene with the crown of thorns on her head, an early Christian ritual that would have been done in memory of Yeshua but not continued in ritual today.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to say, I lived a simple existence in France at the time. We had other apostles and followers of Yeshua at that time with us, and we worked very hard on many projects. I wrote a gospel there by candlelight at night and kept it in a secret place then, a kind of cave. It was known about by my knights, the Templars in the Middle Ages, who rediscovered it and it may have been kept by them or have deteriorated with time. It is not known to me, but it would be wonderful if the current keepers of my bloodline and the faith, who are known today in Scotland, would be able to recognize it. I burned the candle at both ends, being an apostle, a writer, and an evangelist or carrier of the holy wisdom. Yeshua was everything to me, the heart flame of my life and the meaning of being Savior and Messiah. We loved one another even from beyond the grave, as it is recorded in your Gospels today, that we met that first Easter morning. To gaze upon the resurrection was like no other experience possible. While it is also true that I did not quite recognize Yeshua as he had gone through a transformation, while he did ascend in his spirit body, we were able to communicate through my prayer and devotion to him as both my husband and Savior. He was and still is everything to me. My mission was accomplished, and I work from this plane now. For all who need me may turn to me, and I will be there as an aspect of the divine feminine. With love and light, Mary of Magdalene of France, of the true bloodline of Jesus Christ. How about that?
That is fabulous. That is beautiful. There is so much truth in that. I just, all my cells are saying yes, 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 yes.
Aren't they, though? Oh, wow. So, you know, all of these mysteries at the René Le Chateau and these other places, I mean, I can't wait to see that, because my vibe on that, what you're telling me, is that I feel, and I'm seeing records, I'm seeing family lineages, something that totally confirms that there's a whole history. And, of course, there was a family name and a royal family.
Absolutely.
With the Holy Bloodline, and that was known as, fill in the blank for me, I'm not remembering the name of the, Merovingians?
The Merovingians, yes.
Merovingians.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Actually, in the Templar, some of the Templar records, and of course my husband is the avid researcher, you might remember from his book, Guardians of the Holy Grail, but we are actually part of the Scottish Knight Templars, which are the Sinclairs, who were the builders of Roslyn Chapel in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe, along with many other Templars, that whatever those papers were, they could have been that genealogy. It could have even been something like, and we don't know what it would have been in their day and age, but we'll just use the modern word for it. It could have been a marriage certificate for Mary and
mm-hmm.
Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there was something there. And there were many things that were in the Templar treasures that they took with them when Philip the Fair, King of France, and Pope Clement V, who suppressed the order Friday the 13th, October 1307, they fled in their ships from La Rochelle on the French harbor, and they ended up in Scotland. And very long story short, those caskets, as they were called, those boxes with the treasure,
mm-hmm.
we believe today are underneath Roslyn Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
The Sinclairs of today, who are our friends, our brothers,
mm-hmm.
they have actually done ground scans, and they have found that there are rectangular boxes there. Now, Roslyn Chapel was built as a monument to the Divine Feminine, Mary Magdalene in particular.
Mm-hmm. I know, and she's mentioning that. She says, keepers of my bloodline and faith are today known in Scotland, and she, and I put in parentheses the Roslyn Chapel.
Well, that's why I brought it up. I do believe that they are there. Absolutely. They came from France because the Templars were French. The original nine Templars were French. France was their homeland. So France birthed it, and then it came to Scotland, and now it's residing there, and I think she's calling people, I absolutely do, to come to France, to connect with her energies, and then see where that takes you. For some people, it does take them to Scotland. We did a spiritual pilgrimage last year, which was the seven sacred shrines of the goddess in Europe, and we ended up in Scotland, but most of that was in France. And most of it connected with Mary Magdalene's energies. And a lot of it that we're going to do on our journey are the same sites that we went to. So I just love it that she's speaking to you. She's speaking to all of us. She's saying, come home. I really do feel.
She's wanting, I believe, from the spirit realm, it's been 2,000 years, she's wanting the mass consciousness to accept that she was Jesus' wife, that this is true, that there is a holy bloodline, that there was a child.
Absolutely. Helps us balance our male and female energies, doesn't it?
It balances Jesus out, too.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. He was a divine feminine man. Again,
exactly.
He certainly knew the secrets of alchemy. He mm-hmm. certainly knew how to ascend to higher consciousness, and that was by finding his grail. Balancing his heart, finding that place within himself, which of course then took him to the super consciousness. So our age, our world is ripe for it. Absolutely.
Our world is definitely ripe for it, and it's going to be such a sequence of revelations as we travel together. And I want to bring out our phone lines again if anyone would like to call in, receive a gift, or speak with Andrea. You don't have to register. If you want to just call in and ask any questions, we're at 877-876-5227. And I want to give out the website so that you can surf the site while you're hearing the show today. And again, that's www.bodymindspiritjourneys.com. And then I think you click on the Sacred Tours or Sacred Journeys.
Sacred Journeys. It's in the Sacred Journeys division, Marcia.
Sacred Journeys division, and then you'll find France. And go there and see all of this. There's pictures. Oh, it's just fabulous. Now, I wanted to get back to, where were we here? I want to go back to some of the cathedrals. The Gothic and Romanesque cathedrals dedicated to Mary Magdalene, and talk a little bit about the other mystery that we haven't yet discussed, which is the Sainte Marie de la Mer. And I was curious, there was a little statue, I think, of Sarah there. Maybe you could fill me in more.
Actually, it's a very much worshipped and venerated black Madonna. She's called mm-hmm. Sarah Kali by many of the people who come to her, and she is actually the patron saint of the gypsies. There's a huge festival held there in May and a smaller one in October, but the gypsies from all over the world come to be with her. And when you go there at that time, I think they clear them out, you know, during the rest of the year, but when you go there during that time, it's like going to Lourdes in a way, where you see the crutches that people have put down because of the healings.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty
wow.
amazing. And so the story of who she is, of course, is that she is the daughter of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, who came with Mary Magdalene when she landed on the southern shores of France. And I think the people there in that small village, which, of course, that's where they landed, and the gypsies, those people that come, that help hold that energy, they know in their hearts this to be true.
Mm-hmm. So they're not as conditioned by the dogma because the gypsies are sort of a unique culture unto themselves, and they have their very own traditions, and they don't go with the standard story on anything. They just follow their heart. And
well, they are divine feminine. Gypsies came from India, and that's the goddess tradition. In India, the divine feminine, the goddess tradition, is part and parcel of the Hindu tradition, spiritual philosophy. So the gypsies came out of that. Of course, some people say Egypt, gypsy, Egypt. They came through Egypt. Yes, they did. But there's very much the divine feminine in Egypt. The indigenous wisdom keepers that we work with in Egypt, they very much understand that it was the woman who had the power that made the pharaoh. That's why Isis is always shown with a throne on her head. It was the woman who made the man. It was the divine feminine who controlled what happened, not the pharaohs, the male pharaohs. So the gypsies, yes, they are the divine feminine. And interestingly enough, when Rosalind Chapel was being built in outside of Edinburgh in Scotland, who was it that came to do a lot of the work? It was the gypsies. A lot of the gypsies showed up because they wanted to work to venerate their divine feminine.
So they've held this tradition all along.
And still do, absolutely.
And have not experienced, you know, it within their culture. There hasn't been any prejudice against it because they're not mainstream to begin with.
Well, that's it. That's it. And think about what we think about when we think of the gypsies. We think of fortune-telling, you know, psychic readings, tarot readings. Well, those are part of the divine feminine art, aren't they?
Those are part of our natural heritage.
Absolutely.
That everyone has that's been totally suppressed by, again, the Roman Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
Nothing against them because they also venerate Mother Mary. But, you know, they did a lot of damage, I think, to the bloodline, obviously, by taking down the Templars. And then there was another stony outcrop castle in France. I don't think it's listed on this tour, but I know it's associated with the tradition. It's not the Templars, but what's the other place that that held the Sacred Grail mysteries?
There could be several of those. Do you have a name?
It will come to me.
Okay.
But I think it was originally maybe on one of these tours, and I'm not sure if it is anymore, but the Cathars.
Oh, the Cathars, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, again, another long discussion, but the Cathars venerated the divine feminine. In fact, it's the belief of many people that they recognize the divinity of the marriage of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, and that obviously they believed that they were husband and wife, and they recognized what that meant as far as symbolically in our lives. And during the time of the Cathars, they believed this so strongly that there was a town in southern France, Béziers, which many Cathars lived in, but there were many, many, many other people that were not Cathars that lived there. But interestingly enough, when the Inquisition was suppressing them, the famous quote of "Kill them all, God will know their own," the Pope said, "Kill everyone in the town. Suppress these people. They know something we don't want the world to know." 14,000 people were murdered. 14,000.
Terrible.
Some were Cathars, and the others supported the Cathar beliefs.
Mm.
They knew something. They absolutely knew something.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew it strongly enough to die for it. How many of us today can say that?
I know. It's such a shame what happened to them. Like,
well,
absolutely. And the same thing with the Knights Templar. Some of the greatest Knights Templar were tortured to death. For supposedly.
Oh, yes, we were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you remember.
I don't want to talk about that, but yes, we were. That's why many of us are back today. Those of us in our order, and we've talked to Knights Templars and other orders, they're not a spiritual Templar order like we are. They're more the military Templar order, which is what the world would have us believe the Templars were about, which we know that they were not totally. But at any rate, we all believe that we're back to bring a message to the world that the world needs today. And, you know,
absolutely,
those orders that are what we call the military orders, they don't talk about the divine feminine like we do. They don't understand it the way we do. They don't understand the Gnostic experience. It's more a social club for many of them. But if you look at what they do, they do the work of the divine feminine. They support many charities. They do a lot of service. So in their hearts, whether they've connected with it, you know, on the levels that we feel that we have, not to make us superior, just to say we've done it in a different way in our spiritual growth, they still are doing the work of the divine feminine. So all the Templars on the planet today are actually working for the return of the divine feminine. We all
and
are.
I'm working for that awareness on my radio program.
Absolutely you are, Marcia. That's one reason we were very happy to connect with you.
Yes, I think it's a divine blessing, really, that we did connect the
you
way
bet.
We did. And that we're going to be able to travel together to France, and others are going to be able to partake of this sacred knowledge that's basically been suppressed for so long. And it's something to be celebrated. And
it is a celebration. I'm glad you brought that out. It is a celebration. We're going to have such a good time doing that on the trip.
Absolutely, and I know the places are all going to be so beautiful, and I know that the itinerary covers all these first-class hotels and all the transportation provided. Tell us a little bit about the details.
The details.
The first-class hotels and the plane fare, and that most of this is, you know.
Well, it's an all-inclusive, what we call a tour package.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to meet in New York and fly to Paris together. And then we arrive in Paris. And, of course, I've stayed at our hotel there many times. Most people, not anyone has ever complained about it. Everyone we've ever taken there really, really appreciates it and likes it. It's very centrally located, but it's a small hotel, more a boutique hotel. And the staff there is very, very good. And our guide in Paris for our first afternoon when we go out sightseeing and drive around Paris, because we're all going to be a little jet-lagged. We don't walk around a lot, but we are going to start at Notre Dame, which was dedicated to Mary Magdalene. That is
perfect.
Going to start our journey so that we can set the energy, we can make that divine feminine connection. And from there, our company that we work with in France has implemented everything that I asked for when I designed this pilgrimage, and we will be very well taken care of the whole entire time. Everyone will enjoy the places we stay and the guides that we have.
Places.
It's just top-notch.
It sounds so wonderful, and I want to thank you so sincerely for coming on the show and spending your time touching upon these wonderful places that we're going to visit. And I have a special song titled The Holy Grail Divine that we're going to play in a minute.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's beautifully composed by Richard Schulman, who was my guest last year, and he's a wonderful musical composer who combines symphonic and New Age together. Hello?
Yes, so we're going to hear it now?
Just in a moment. I want to kind of complete my thoughts here.
Okay.
Websites that I would like. Are we getting a call or something? I don't know. Maybe that's on my end. Nobody should be calling at this time, though.
Maybe we should remind people, though, to interrupt. I'm sorry about that, Marcia, but maybe we should remind people that the registration for the journey is going to close in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to get the airfare. We have to pay the people in France who are operating this wonderful journey for us. So if people are sitting on the fence, get off the fence and call us. They can call me at 800-231-9811, that's toll-free in the U.S., or 928-284-2384 if they're listening from anywhere else. And, of course, you've given your numbers. I don't know if you want to give them again.
I'd like to give out my email, too, if you have questions or you'd like to contact
Wonderful.
Me. It's an easy one to remember. I give you the easiest one. It's dianaspeaks@hotmail.com, and that's because I work with Princess Diana, and so you can send an email there if you're just curious and you have questions, and I can forward that on to Andrea. Also, want to encourage all of our listeners to visit the website and see the spectacular vistas and views and some of the artwork that's posted. It is spectacular. Even if you can't go on the tour, at least visit the website at www.bodymindspiritjourneys.com. And I also want to encourage our listeners to visit my website at www.dianaspeakstotheworld, where you can pick up a copy of my book, With Love from Diana. You can also pick up a copy of the CD, Holy Grail Mysteries. And if you register within the next 24 hours and you mention that you heard us on BBS, you can still receive a gift. So you have to work that out, Andrea, once you receive your registrations. Thank you so much for coming. It was truly a pleasure, and I look forward to working with you in France, Andrea.
Thank you, Marcia. My pleasure and my honor.
Mine, too. What a great work you're doing. And we're going to close out with a special song titled, in honor of this program, Holy Grail Divine by Richard Shulman. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Saturday, and just please stay tuned for next week's exciting show. Thank you again. Many blessings to all.